This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, well, I'm back. I don't know about you guys. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, Dr. B, I'm going to join us shortly after the break. And try to get you back on track. Seriously. I mean, with the misinformation that we're getting on a regular basis, you've got to work hard to get through it all. Right? And as much as, you know, I love how they're calling, they called for years. I'd still have to it. Called Donald Trump a liar. Remember, the liar in chief. And look what you got going on now. That guy couldn't find the truth. Come on, you know it. I say this all the time, right? He couldn't find the truth. If you put it in a bag, you marked the truth, and you handed it to him. That, and he wouldn't know what to do with it, probably. That's the other part of it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So I always tell you, I know some of you are tired of hearing it, but I always say the same thing when I do say it. If you're tired of hearing it, then just simply do it. It shouldn't be that hard. And, you know, again, once you get the truth and you get out there and you start, I won't say pushing it on people, but talking to people about it, I'm telling you, you will change minds. You will change hearts, you'll change minds, you'll change the way people look at things. All right, let's talk some of the dumbest stuff that's going on right now. I love this. Well, it seems like James Bond now is the latest to be cultured. The name is Bond, James Bond. My pronouns are 007. Right? Now they're talking about rewriting these novels. And because they knew it was going to stir such a problem, such a controversy, what they said they would do is actually print both versions. Right? One that changes all the names. They're not going to refer to people as North Koreans or Chinese anymore. Right? I mean, seriously. When you think about it, now again, what is the problem in these? Because these are nothing more. I mean, it's art, right? It's an art form. Remember the argument years ago? I'll never forget this. We started arguing about the fact that in New York City, there was an exhibit that had Jesus in a bottle of urine upside down on the cross. And there were Catholics screaming that this ain't right. You shouldn't do this. This is blasphemy. You shouldn't do this kind of thing. And they said it was art, that art really had no bounds. Right? Whatever the artist saw, whatever the literature was, like 50 Shades of Grey, right? Whatever the literature was, it was. Because it was art. Now you have the 007 franchise, and you got to change that. I guess it's not art. Right? And there was some that was predicting this was coming for a long time. So what hit the news today was that Ian Fleming Publications, which holds the rights to the novels that gave rise to what? The James Bond movie series that just kept coming? Right? The Master Spy apparently is getting a woke makeover. Now, the UK Telegraph reported Saturday that I don't know, what do you want to call them? The nut jobs have shredded, pureed, and reformulated the James Bond novels in order to shield the dwindling number of millennial snowflakes who actually read books from racial references that don't really care about anything else. You know, I mean, seriously, what are you going to say? At some point, remember I told you this is going to happen. At some point in time, right, what are you going to have? You won't be able to say the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor. You'll have to say, a bunch of people felt left out or mad or whatever, bomb Pearl Harbor. I mean, seriously. Now, it's understandable that some of these fascists who control the culture, Ian Fleming, I mean, James Bond, how do you get the point across as to what was taking place in the day, the nasties that were really happening? God, just amazing. I think Ian Fleming died in the mid-60s, right? Can you imagine if somebody came to him at the time and said, hey, how do you sleep at night with all the microaggressions in your book? Really? All right, so they're accusing him of purposely putting microaggressions and systemic racism in. How does that work? Now, he was part of a generation that lived through two world wars. Right? They're pretty stiff people. They know how to get through things. They don't care about names. Remember the old thing? I know you can't use it anymore, but I'm going to use it anyway. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Because you let words hurt you. Right? You take a club and hit me over the back with it. It's going to hurt. Even if you smile while you're doing it. But words, you have to let words hurt you. Joe Mazzini, your host. Dr. B joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Life Line right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? Because you don't want to be part of the problem. I know I say this all the time. I feel like I got to be like Sesame Street sometimes because you guys don't listen, right? Just keep saying it over and over and over again until you figure it out. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Or just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, I love having her on with me. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does from time to time. Going to try to wrangle her in more every week to talk about some of the issues you're going through, that you're going through with your kids and what have you. Just amazing to watch what's happening, especially here in California with our school systems, with our young kids, and what's being shoved down their throats. Do you ever think you'd see it like this in the schools, Dr. B?
No. you know, as a Christian, of course we know it's supposed to get, you know, dicey, I guess, and ungodly. But no. It's unbelievable to me that just the level of depravity we're bringing into the schools, not even just agendas. I can't even just call it an agenda anymore. I would full on go to depravity because it is mind blowing what we're doing psychologically to our kids in the school system and the teachers, the educators, the board members, except for you, just the people that are just standing by and watching, and now the parents, right, are jumping in the pool after six kids have already drowned. It makes no sense. It's like you should have already.
Well, I like when they come speak to our, school board. How can you let this happen? How long have you been letting this go on? And I feel like looking at them going, my God, you have a 16-year-old and you're just showing up.
Right. Now, that's why I say it's like they're jumping in a pool after half the kids are, you know, don't mean to be graphic, but it's like, okay, hi, you've been sending your kids here. You read the news, you have it on, you've given them these devices, you know that they have unlimited time on social media, and then you're shocked that, gosh darn it, that it has infiltrated their minds and everything they've been looking at 24/7 because you don't take their phones at night, is all of a sudden ingrained in their minds. What do we think is happening when you give a child unlimited amounts of time to the outside world and to these more liberal educators that are allowed to be brought in to the schools, along with their godless interpretation of the world? It is mind-blowing. I was reading just about Gen Z, because I do think this whole awakening, revival, whatever's going on, or even if there isn't one, it's really focused on Gen Z, because the millennials kind of screwed everything up, you know, Gen Y, because they were allowed to do whatever they wanted, because us Gen Xers had phones, and we were all excited about that, even though some of us know better. And so then they bought their kids that so they could, you know, leave us alone, get on your phone. And then we've got Gen Z that, right, all they know is the digital age. They don't think about that. This is what I try to tell parents when they're like, what's wrong with my kid? Well, that can be a long discussion with some parents. But number two, all they know is the age of digitization, right? That's all they know. It is the first truly digital generation. They've spent their entire lives on social media. And these are our middle schoolers up to our college age. So be that as it may, you know, good or bad, it is all they know. And I think what I'm seeing, I'm seeing kind of an intelligence about it as well. So that's what gives me hope, that they want significant societal level changes. This is what I'm hearing from them. Like, they don't want to follow in the millennials' footsteps, which I have no idea where they're getting that from, but kudos to them. That's why I think there's kind of an awakening going on. And, you know, interview after interview with these kids and research after research of just Gen Zers. Millennials are not interested, right? They still want to go, you know, murder the unborn and do whatever they're doing. But these Gen Zers, they're telling me, and research is showing, and parents, you need to hear this. They want they call it a spiritual satisfaction. They want to be satisfied in their heart. And we know, you and I as Christians know what that means. Mm-hmm. But that's the call. That is really, the latest research is showing that these Gen Zers are striving for that. So no wonder they kind of want this, you know, revival going on. And they do want self-development, you know, because they got so, I don't know, just the whole COVID thing. We know that 3 years going on 4 years here has just limited them in horrible ways. So many are addicted now and trying to get out of that, you know, kind of digital addiction, digital heroin.
I'm a little older than you, and I remember very much, actually a lot older, but I remember very much that, you know, in the 70s, when I was in high school,
yeah.
Even, I don't care whether you were black, Hispanic, what you were, you were never taught that you were a victim and therefore couldn't succeed. You were kind of always, even browbeat to a degree, going, nobody cares, let's go, get up, come on, you can do what you, you know, you can do this, and it wasn't color-based, right?
Not at all, yeah.
When did it flip?
Not at all, and just across the board, age, color, where you came from, there you still had to earn a place, right? You still had mm-hmm. to earn your place in society and in line and in sports. And again, millennials came through, and oh, and he does it, and I'm hurting, and I'm gonna, you know, it's like so everybody gets everything, and that's the interesting thing. I'm intrigued so much that I'm really now psychologically jumping into the research in Gen Z that they don't want that. They don't want that. And I think it's brilliant. I don't know what changed, but we got a smart generation coming through here. So
I hope you're right, because, you know, I hope you're right. I'm seeing some of these things come down about, you know, when you see them out there protesting against the, you know, these state legislatures that are putting up roadblocks for transgender surgeries, and they're out there, no, you need to let them be who they are. You need to. I'm going, wait a minute, you're 18 years old. You don't even know who you are, let alone you want me to let them get parts and pieces cut up.
Yeah. I think a lot of that is the parents, of course. Gen Z parents, the parents of these Gen Zers, a lot of them are younger again than the millennial parents were. That's what the research shows.
Hang on that one. We're going to talk about that on the side of the show. Me your house. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B. When we're
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York's governor urging the state's residents to be ready for another round of heavy winter weather and snow.
We're expecting up to a foot of snow in parts of our state, the capital region, Mid-Hudson, 4 to 6 inches in New York City.
Millions of people in the upper Midwest, Great Lakes region, and in the Northeast facing winter weather threats tonight into tomorrow. One person is confirmed dead, and storm devastation is left behind everywhere in one western Oklahoma community. Levi Blackletter with the Roger Mills County Emergency Management Office says neighbors are helping neighbors this cleanup.
That's the good thing about living in Roger Mills County. The people take care of each other here. Everybody knows everybody, and we're just one big family.
Three people were seriously hurt. A zero-calorie sweetener can increase the risk of heart disease, stroke, and death. That, according to a new study published in the scientific journal Nature. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Senior, your host. Don't go far. Stay close to the radio. Stay close to your phone. Whatever you have to do. If you heat up your coffee, cooling down your drink, you're going to miss it. Now you took too long, so just wait till next time. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say to you, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We're talking about your kids tonight, and not just your kids. We're talking about society as a whole and what we've done to our kids. There's no more boy, no more girl. You could be, I mean, truly, I'm my mom saying you could be anything you wanted to be, but I didn't know she was going to take it this far. You know, you can, truly, there's no boys, no girls, no up, no down, no right, no wrong. This has a biblical basis, but what I'm telling you, as far as your kids go, what are you giving them? When you don't give kids boundaries, or you don't give kids anything solid, anything absolute, I can't even imagine. That must be one of the scariest places in the world to be. And I mean that sincerely, but I don't have a clue. I bring in people who do have the clue, as I like to say. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melson, as she does from time to time, to talk about the damage you're doing to your kids. That came out of my mouth, by the way. you know this drives me nuts.
Yes, drives me nuts. I know, what is that saying?
You were talking about that kid that they took the controller away from. You said he was a special needs child, but my God, did you see the beating he gave that woman?
Yeah. No, he, that was definitely, well, I mean, in my, you know, professional opinion, without just being an observer, just a psychotic break. And that's going to happen. I understand that's going to happen. What is frightening to me is the whole, this aide that is getting, the one that got the beating, and she's the one, that is getting the blame. So, you know, reading the comments and hearing the commentary and all of that, you know, her saying, oh, she's, you know, she should have known he was special needs, which she did. That's what she does. And basically that she shouldn't have taken it away. There shouldn't be rules for that. You know, let him do what he wants to do. And I'm like, wow. Okay. So to me, what an assault, what a dig on special needs kiddos. I have several friends, one of my very best friends who has raised a very successful special needs child, you know, with ASD and on the spectrum. Yet you've got these parents, and you and I were talking during the break just about the difference between like ASD versus sociopathological issues. Yeah, so antisocial personality disorder can be a small part of a diagnosis, you know, with autism for sure. But that doesn't mean you're going to be a sociopath. So what changes it? And we know psychopaths are literally born. That is just a true statement. They come out, something's not right. Mother Teresa could raise them and they still will have psychopathic tendencies. So we're just talking about sociopaths. And sociopaths truly will have a more of a tendency to be antisocial and not want to obey the rules. They're going to be our really strong-willed kiddos, and they're not going to be empathetic. They're not going to read a room well, and that can go hand in hand with autism. When it becomes sociopathological, of which this child almost looked a child, it was a grown kid, that to me looked more like he wasn't held accountable, that the parenting was off there, because to me he made special needs kids look bad. And seeing now the reaction of the parents and the reaction of the people around him blaming the aide for being at a school and properly, you know, asking him to put that away, which he didn't, and then to take it, you know, finally, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and take that, give it to me, and then to have that beating, I mean, that crosses over to sociopathological behavior.
No, I hear you, and I don't...
He didn't care.
You got these Maronis here in California that want to mainstream these kids, thinking that it's going to be okay, it's not going to be a problem.
Right.
Can't do it. You can't. They're not ready for it. It's not to belittle the child or whatever else. And I know, you know, the parents want him or her not to feel abnormal, but let's just be honest about it. There is an issue there. And they're not going to do so well in a mainstream class. I mean, am I wrong or do you lead them there?
Here's the problem. Here's what I see. Because, yes and no, I would love them to be, love a special needs kids to be mainstream, 100%. The problem is we don't have parents anymore that are as amazing as they should be, like my best friend who raised a very successful son, who actually raised her son, actually put him in an atmosphere of this is what you do socially and called him out and do this and do that, you know what I mean? And that training, it takes work. Gosh darn it, she parented, right? So the problem is we've got these devices. Again, which I've talked many times about parents, and this is not just special needs kids. They have these devices in front of them, and we call social media digital heroin for a reason. Okay. Think about that kid in that school that took, you know, that gave a beating to that aide. It's like taking a crack pipe away from an addict. And that is what is wrong. That is what happens in society when we're so addicted. And we know these kids with special needs, their brains work differently. And social media acts differently for them. They can't interpret it the way a lot of other people can. So that's what the problem is. So when you try to mainstream those kids that have not had proper parenting, that have not explained social media, restricted it, and just, you know, also had a, you know, an equally full part of life, you know, with other things outside of social media, and you do try to mainstream, this is what's going to happen. So do you see what I mean? I think there's some healthy kids that should be mainstream, so that, you know, special needs kids, excuse me, that can be. But unfortunately, the resources it would take financially. And
we're at a point now because of the masks, because of COVID, because of, you know, some of the drugs that are out there, what have you. You know, mental illness among young people is skyrocketed.
And it's unbelievable.
Some of it, I don't believe, based on some of the stuff that I see, some of it is not really mental illness as much as this frustration because they're so far behind or you know, they feel inadequate because they should be at a certain level and they're not.
Right. You know? No, it is. And I talked to a young man. Well, he's a junior this year, and he is a really good kid, nice Christian kid, very involved in school. And he was commenting on even him, who was raised well, does well in school, has a good social group. But that 3 years messed with his brain, you know, and now he's frustrated because he's a healthy kid and he's got these thoughts and he's got, you know, he's kind of battling kind of the social media addiction. And because, you know, everything's online, get online, right? And how distracted are they with other things, you know, as they're online? So we're in a bind. It's that I think did more damage to our kids than the CDC did and China, honestly, combined.
But you know how you fix this, right? You bring in drag queen dancers and singers
and
in the morning to help them cope with life, because that'll put them on the straight and narrow.
Absolutely. And tell them they can be on hormone replacement and get those flags all out, you know, tear down the American flag. I know it's confused them,
Johnny,
more, Joe.
Give the he-she this dollar. Put it right there in that little string right around his waist. His big waist.
I can't. Even in Texas. I mean, it's going to be everywhere. People are like, I'm in Texas, and, you know, I see this. I'm like, well,
they're bringing it with them. You heard the Utah
people, yes.
He's screaming at them, going, stop coming here from California if you're going to bring your crazy stuff with you. You
already destroyed one state. Just keep it away. Well, Washington,
yeah,
Oregon
just
as
stay
well.
There. You got the utopia you want back there. Just go ahead. All right, I'm going to ask you the same question, because every time you and I talk about this, yeah, I get emails later on about it, which sometimes they're not so nice to me.
Sorry.
But, you know, I always say to you, I don't even know how to put this, but back in the 70s, maybe even the early 80s, I don't know, things were tough for us as kids. There was a lot going on. A lot of us didn't have a whole bunch of money. I know you came from the same kind of situation I did to a degree.
Yeah.
We didn't want to shoot the place up. We didn't want to go steal something because we deserved to have it. Was it like the first thing in our minds? What happened?
Entitlement happens. This sense of entitlement completely destroyed the foundation of families, right? Everybody wants, again, it all literally goes back to digital media, social media, the explosion of the digitizing of everything. Because everybody wants a voice, right? Everybody wants to redefine something. And the ideas, it's such propaganda, because now the idea is put in everybody's minds as broken down the family, completely broken down our ethics, our morals. And now we've got less empathy for others. We've got horrible work ethic, right?
We've got
companies offering fast food, $18, $24 an hour out.
Gotta go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. Go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Jew. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Don't see your host. I'm going to talk to you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. That's the way you you do it the right way, right? I mean, seriously, you want to make sure that you have the right information you give your people, people you're talking with. Actually, let's just get to it. The right information you need to give your kids. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does from time to time. I always appreciate her time with me on our, I was going to say parenting skills, but I probably should say lack of parenting skills. And how do we not raise these entitled, you nice young people?
It's so difficult. And God bless. You know, their parents, I don't want you to think that we're yelling at you, but for their mental health and yours, and their spiritual health and yours, there are five toxic mistakes. You know, there are many you can make. And just to let parents know that I am not perfect at this, I'm still raising kids. And you have to adapt. Let me tell you that. You have to do something different. And I'm curious if this is with you too, Joe. But every kid has to be raised differently. Definitely a moral foundation with all of them. But some hear better. Some need manipulatives. Some need it told to them 16 times an hour. Right? I mean, I can say take out the trash to all three different kids. One will do it immediately. One will remember tomorrow, and the other one will never remember, ever, that I even spoke to them. They're just so different.
I can't tell you. I'd probably go to jail for it. I can't tell you what I did when my son got me to the point where I probably got him to take out the garbage every day, though. Put it that way. Anyway, go ahead.
Tell me about that later. You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. So, I just wrote down some things here. How not to have an entitled kid. Because it is so difficult, right? Because everybody's getting everything and everybody gets an award and it's difficult. So don't say yes to everything or even almost everything. Don't. I know you think that, oh, I'm a good parent and everybody. No. They need boundaries and they need you to say no. And don't, this includes, don't clean up after them all the time. It's okay, age appropriately so. But you've got to let them do their thing and have a consequence. And this will then support their ability to see situations from various viewpoints. And if we don't give consequences, they're never going to understand that. Unhealthy actions need a consequence because that's how the world works. And I think we need to do all of this consequences and experimental things while they're under your roof, everything. From if they drive fast, sure, take the car away, but I'd rather them get a ticket and pay for it, right? And then you take the car away. We can't protect them, and that's another one here. So I hope that makes sense. Next, don't fail to create teaching opportunities. You've got to put things out there, real life things that are going on, things that are going on in the world, again, developmentally appropriate. And really, especially in middle school and high school, start asking them, what do you feel about this? Okay, I noticed that your friend on Instagram has a he, she, they. What do you think that means? What do you feel about that? What do you think God says about that? Talk about these things and definitely follow it up with kind of, or some kind of moral foundation, moral code. Number three, don't stop addressing what's happening in the world, around the entire world, with the presidency, whether you like him or not, with Russia, with, again, by the time, I don't think people understand this, but by the time kids are 8 years old, they're able to understand that a person's feelings may not be based on what's going on with them at the moment, but instead may be a byproduct of their life circumstances. 8 years old. 8 years old, and they know what's going on in the house. They know if you and your spouse are fighting. They know that Big Brother is doing drugs in his room. They're not stupid. So that's eight. 8 years old, you need to start talking about it. Hey, you got to notice that Big Brother, and we're handling it, and this is what's going to happen, and this is a consequence. So they know, oh, shoot, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do this. Start explaining. It doesn't have to be all of it. You don't have to tell him, oh, he's doing cannabis and he's been arrested twice. No, just explain that he's into some yucky stuff. He's going to get tested, and he's going to get kicked out of school if he failed it. You know what I mean? You start explaining so they're like, oh, bing, bing, bing. I don't want to do that. Because a lot of parents think they're hiding, and I will tell you, I've had kids in elementary school that know way more than – really way more about their siblings than their parents do. I've seen this a million times because the parents are so clueless. They know what's going on. They know what's going on.
You just mentioned something about feelings, right?
Yeah.
And somebody had just put up there, you know, how do you teach your kid to act on reality and not so much their feelings?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So that's why they need to do this. You have to address things so they can start to begin to think it through. You got to sit down with them and say, okay, I know you feel this way. We need a solution, and your feelings are not going to lead to a solution. So talk about feelings. Talk about how to control them, right? I always go with the fruits of the Spirit. That's my prayer every day for these kids. We go through the fruits of the Spirit. Whether you're a Christian or not, what's wrong with peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and self-control? And teach them these things. You know, if you even want to leave the God out of it, good luck. But you can still teach them what's important and teach them to find a solution. Our kids now come to us, and at a very young age, mom this and mom that, and he did. And I'm like, great, okay, sorry about that. And they look at you, and I'm like, what's your solution? The what? But he hurt my feelings. Okay. Well, he threw my scooter across the house. Okay, what are we going to do about it? And that's what you have to do. That's right. That's what my grandparents and mom did growing up. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Well, now they have to think, right? Critically think. I can't imagine in your house, Joe, anyone ever even any of your kids. Dad, da-da-da-da-da. All right.
Hit him back.
That's right. Did they hit first? No. Oh, my goodness.
No, the rule of my house was always you could only use physical violence to protect yourself. If somebody had already hit you first,
yeah.
Wasn't stopping, that kind of stuff. But
right? Turn the other cheek.
I always love to tell the story when my youngest son would come running in and he goes, Joey's beating me up. He's make him stop. And my oldest son would come in and say, my youngest son, Anthony beat me up. Make him stop. And I said, let me see. You want me to have your younger, smaller brother stop hitting you? Is that what you want? You guys can't work this out? Really? And he would look at me thoroughly confused. I'm telling you, he'd walk back outside, and they would work it out. Because you can't
you
save
no
them
help.
From everything.
No, you were of absolutely no help. No, and you were actually of a lot of help because they had to go figure it out. Yeah. Oh, that's a pet peeve of mine when I see parents kind of, catch and coddle, and I'm like, let them be upset. Let them work it out. Don't go beat up the parent because their kid is, no, what are you going to do about that? You know, my first, especially Allie, my sweet little daughter, but when she comes and, do you want me to go up to the school? You know, I'll just say that kind of joking. She's like, no, Mom, I'll deal with it. You've raised me well. I'm like, fine, but I can come up there, you know, and she's like, no, please don't come up.
Look, I know this is going to cause trouble too, but my oldest daughter, she was chunky when she was a kid, chubby, chunky, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
And she would come in and she'd say, they're making fun of me. They're calling me fat. And I'd look at her and go, are you heavy? You think you're a little large? And she said, well, yeah, but they don't have to call me. I said, you're right, they don't. But they're doing it because they're getting under your skin. If you just look at them and go, yeah, okay, whatever, and keep, I'm telling you, after a couple of times, it worked, and she stopped getting aggravated at it. And I told them to knock it off, too. But I can't tell other people's kids to knock it off. And she's going to go to school, and she's going to go to work, or she's going to go to the mall, and somebody's going to say something to her. Are you going to melt down and not be able to move? I'm going to have to come to the mall and pick up this blob of little girl or something?
Right.
That might not have been the best way to approach it, but it was the way I approached it.
Well, I think, honestly, it's more right than wrong. Similarly, as a parent, when, you know, I just don't like victims, right? I don't be a victim. Just don't be a victim. And I'll be like, I'm sorry. You know, I know that sucks, and I know that hurts your feelings. Is there anything you can change? That's where we start, because I think that's what is biblically sound. Is there anything you can change about yourself or your parents? I know all the liberals are just like, what? But you know what I mean? Yep. I like you did with your daughter. I don't know. Could you work out? Could you eat less? Could you? Well, no, there's nothing I can. Okay. Well, then they're going to call you that, and that's more on them than it's on you, and I'm sorry, and it's.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? You want to change schools? No. Do you want
to? But to your point earlier, you and I are not always going to be around for our kids for that moment when they think that they need help, and that I always bailed them out when they were younger. It was like, you know, get back out there, figure out how you're going to deal with this.
Right, right. You know? And still be a support. You know, absolutely be a support.
All right. So where do people get more of this sage advice from you?
Sage advice. You can find me, Dr. Bridget Melson, on Facebook or drbradio.com and teach your kids some gratitude.
You're still on Facebook? They haven't thrown you off yet?
I know. They haven't found me. And, in fact, I'm getting, like, thousands of likes on things. I don't know. They just opened the door so good. We'll just go with it.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. Seriously, I always appreciate what you have to say. I always appreciate the positive feedback I get when you're on this show. So keep up the good work. God bless. And go enjoy your kids.
Thank you.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.